Dick. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Not too bad. Excited for the first regular season game to finally be here?
Yeah, you know what? We are. We had the, of course, we had the five preseason games, and just seemed like training camp and preseason went forever. So yeah, it's very exciting.
Obviously, there was a surprising decision that your team made to release your previous offensive coordinator and make that change just a few days before the season opener. Can you talk about what went into that decision?
You know, I've said pretty much all I'm going to say about that. And obviously we have the transcripts of the press conference that we held. So if you don't have them, which I would kind of assume that you already do, you can certainly call us and we'll send them to you.
Dick, how has it been moving forward, the adjustment and getting ready for Monday night, with that being said?
Good. You know, good. We, you know, so far we've, everybody's got these extra days to get ready this year, you know, or actually usually. You know, you usually play on Thursday, your final exhibition, so you have a couple of extra days, and we certainly need them, and we've used them, and hopefully we've used them well. There's a lot to get ready for, you know. There's no secrets how good the Patriots are, and you know they've got great talent and they're well coached, and they've been doing it together for a good deal of time with a lot of success. So we needed the extra time. Hopefully we've used it well, but it's gone fine.
Dick, to get ready for playing against Tom Brady in this offense, are you watching film from, along with the preseason from this year, are you watching film from last year or from 07?
Well, we tend to watch a little bit of both, but we're looking at him specifically when he played. So last year, of course, he didn't play, and then we're looking at all his preseason plays, and then we look at their, you know, the scheme overall in general. I guess we go back as far as you reasonably can, you know, and you try to match it with what they've done in the preseason, and see where the similarities and if there's any dissimilarities or new things. And then, of course, you got to look at the new personnel and the additions, and understand too that you haven't seen it all. There'll always be something that they surprise you with, and do it very well. So, again, a great challenge for us, but we're looking primarily at when he played.
Speaking of holding things back, you guys have only had T.O. on the field for, I think, seven plays in the preseason. Have we seen anything of what he's going to do Monday and then throughout the season?
Well, in Terrell's case, of course, he had, unfortunately, had the toe injury in the Hall of Fame game, and it kept him out. You know, and then, of course, in the last game, he had just practiced the previous week, and we weren't going to play many of our starters in that game. But I think, you know, Terrell Owens has a huge body of work behind him. I think people have a pretty good idea of what he does and what he does well. And he's been very productive wherever he's been, and we're hoping that's the way it stays. You know, we're really happy with having him here. And I've coached against him, and he was just a problem, you know, a problem that you didn't like to deal with. So I'm glad he's with us now.
What's it like to coach him, being on the other side?
Being with him?
Yeah. What's it like to be his coach?
I like that a lot better so far, you know, a lot better. He keeps you up at night, or at least he did me, you know, as a defensive coach, because he's got a unique combination of things. He's got size and strength, and he's got speed down the field, and he's a competitive guy. So he was difficult for our teams to play against. Having him with you every day, you know, you gain a lot of respect for his work ethic, his ability as a player, certainly. And you know, I haven't seen many players I'm not sure I've seen anybody that works any harder than him. I haven't seen many players that work as hard.
How strong of a personality is he in the locker room?
Well, I'm not in the locker room a lot. I go through there. I'm not in there with the team a lot, as you would suspect. I don't go in and linger. I go through there every day. I talk to people briefly. So I can't really answer that. I can tell you that he's got a presence on the team. He's very good with our with our players. You know, he speaks anything that has to do with football, he's very into on the field. Otherwise, he's all business. You know, he works at it.
Dick, obviously Aaron may have been missed a little bit of time in camp. How far along is he, and do you think it's going to take a little bit of time for him to kind of be an impact player?
Well, he's done a real nice job in the short time he's been with us, but you know, you just can't miss that much time and have it not hurt you in some ways. I believe he's got his legs under him. You know, he's coming off the ball well. He's a guy that has a terrific work ethic, and he's got, you know, he's got a nice, gets a nice jump off the ball. And, you know, that's really what we were after. We're after for some help pass rushing the passer. I think he can give it to us.
Dick, you use the no huddle all through the preseason. Is that something you'll continue to do, or are you considering scrapping that?
No, we're not considering scrapping it. So, yeah, you'll definitely see us in the no huddle.
Why did you decide to go that route? Is it a matter of your personnel? What was the thinking behind that?
No, to be perfectly honest, which is usually a pretty good thing to be, I've always wanted to do it. It was direction I wanted to go here when I got here. And for one reason or another, we just never got to it. We certainly practiced it, just never got to it. So I do think you have to have certain personnel to fit it. I think our personnel does fit it, and really excited about it. Clearly, we need to get a lot better at it, and we need to get a lot better at it fast, because once again, we know who we're playing, and they're awfully good.
What is that type of personnel that you need to run a no-huddle offense?
Oh, I think you could probably figure it out. It's not, I don't think it's exceptional. Let me put it that way. Exceptional to almost any NFL team. If you know what I'm saying, I think everybody's got the personnel that could play it. Generally in the NFL, I believe you have that personnel on your football team.
Is it going to be odd to play against a Patriot defense without Richard Seymour?
You know, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, obviously been such a terrific player for them and a force on the field and kind of a face, you know, one of the many faces of their great team and teams. So, yeah, it'll be different, you know, it'll be different. We certainly have a lot of respect for everybody that's there, but, you know, he's really been a terrific player for a good number of years.
Will it be natural for not just you, but, you know, opposing coaches to maybe test out his side or whoever's on playing with the Patriots there?
Well, you know, it's not like we don't know Jarvis Green. He's a very talented player, you know, and we know their players, and clearly they know their players, and they know they were. Good enough, deep enough to make this deal. So I don't see that happening. I think we respect the whole group up there, but we know he's gone, you know, like everybody else in the league does. It's certainly been a lot published about it. Just really a good football player. I wish him the best, you know.
Dick, can you speak about Trent Edwards' development and how he's come along?
Yeah, here's a young quarterback that's gaining experience kind of every snap on the field and hopefully gaining confidence, you know, because there's a position that you got to be very confident to play, and you got to have a very, very short memory because there's a lot of things that happen to you. He works hard at it, very into it, you know, very into it. He's a competitive guy. He's very into his team and his teammates, and he wants to get it done, and he's got the skills, you know, he's got the skills. So hopefully we'll just keep growing, you know, keep growing, and he'll get better and better every snap. That's what we're hoping for, but it's certainly not an easy position to play.
You've had a lot of moving parts on the offensive line since the end of last season. How has that unit come together throughout the summer?
Yeah, it's been, I like the guys. You know, I like where it's going. if there was a year to have that fifth exhibition, you know, we said at the start of it, this is probably a good year for us to have it. We're trying a lot of new things. We've got a whole new line. We've got all those issues, and that's where we are. You know, I believe they're getting better, but they're going to have to get, you know, better real fast, because here we go. And, you know, a great start. We're really excited about our opponent in the first game coming to New England, but very difficult, you know, very difficult for our team and very difficult for that group in particular. So we'll get an idea, a much better idea, of course, of where we are on Monday night.
Yes, we're good, Coach.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I'll look forward to seeing you.
Right, thanks, Greg.